Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Paul Dykstra, who works with cattle producers to get value out of the Certified Angus Beef Program. We're back with Paul in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registrations are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. 580-552-1555.
We're talking to Paul Dykstra from Certified Angus Beef. What's the strategy, in other words, in working with producers for help them to be as successful with CAB?
Well, fortunately, our brand is positioned such that packers make a premium off of the sales of our brand and Certified Angus Beef product that meets our 10 standards. So they pay a premium to the feed yard or the retained owner of cattle through the finishing phase for each of those carcasses that makes it into our brand. As a result, there's a profit-driven motive for producers to participate. Even as recently as the last few weeks, Certified Angus Beef brand carcasses have been worth around $100, believe it or not, per head over the market average in the given week. So, you know, it's a real market signal. And in times when margins in the beef sector may not be what we'd all like them to be, it's a pretty significant boost to the bottom line for folks trying to stay in business and eke out some black ink.
So for that cow-calf guy, stocker operator, how can you help them?
Well, the cow-calf segment is certainly the one we're trying to impact here, because the decision process in terms of Angus genetics that they might be including in their annual selection of bulls, that's very, very important. We know that genetic selection needs to be a balanced trait scenario, but at the same time, we also have many very good examples of commercial producers that are putting some emphasis specifically on that marbling EPD to increase the share of their calf crop that is going to potentially end up into our brand. And I would go so far as to say those very progressive breeders that are creating more Certified Angus Beef brand prime carcasses now, upwards of 20%, maybe even 40% of their cattle making that grade, well, the profitability associated with that is pretty phenomenal today.
What's the management that you would recommend to try to aim for that prime result?
Well, fortunately, on the management side, a lot of the things that, you know, we already recommend from an animal husbandry standpoint, those are all going to fall right in line with creating higher quality carcasses, obviously keeping cattle healthy, making sure they never have a bad day, and providing the nutritional background that they need, particularly when it comes to, you know, the days that they are exposed to a high starch diet. When we're talking about high quality U.S. corn-fed beef, you know, days on feed is going to become a factor, as is finished weight. So the cattle that have an advantage from a days on feed are going to have a higher propensity to make it in. And we don't want to over-implant cattle. We want to kind of be in a moderate strategy from an implant standpoint to best protect the innate marbling that each of those individuals may have.
Right. So it's kind of a combination. In other words, you've got obviously the EPDs that help you predict those genetics, and then also the management skills of the producer.
That's absolutely right. And fortunately, we have the tools to select those genetics, as you just said, through EPDs, the dollar value indices, and just pair that with great management and just keep some pressure. We know there are lots of traits for folks to utilize in their selection, and we don't advocate single trait selection, but just keeping an eyeball on marbling and keeping that trait up there in the upper, certainly above breed average, will help producers to kind of pursue our goal.
What they want to talk to you or talk to somebody on the CAB producer side of things, What do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me. Well, they can get a hold of us at cabcattle.com on the internet. Contact info, information there, and much more to read through and take a look at to get familiar with us.
Paul Dykstra, who works with beef cattle producers to help them find success with certified Angus beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.